If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
David Zinchenko is a New York Times bestselling author, plus ABC News nutrition and wellness editor. He is the former editor-in-chief of Men's Health and the editorial director of Women's Health Prevention and Best Life magazines. He has written books that have sold in the millions, the Eat This, Not That series. He's also written the Abs Diet books, plus the 8-Hour Diet. His latest book is called Eat It to Beat It. It's published by Ballantine Books. It's a division of Random House. David, we're glad you're with us today. I got to tell you that I want to ask, the question I have is, an interesting statistic is, and I talked to Dr. Mike about this at the beginning of the show, we as Americans eat 18 billion hamburgers a year. Now, not just the fast food joints you get out of the drive-through windows, but the gourmet burgers at upscale, restaurants. 18 billion of those. So to think that people are going to stop eating hamburgers or cheeseburgers is somewhat naive. So I guess what you have to do is make the best out of a less than ideal situation, right?
Yeah, you bring up a really interesting point, and certainly people don't want to give up their burgers or pizza or ice cream or chocolate. The bigger issue is that, 30 years ago, a burger was basically, 400 calories, give or take 100. Today, it could be as much as 2,000 calories. So if you make the wrong choice, and studies show we tend to underestimate calories by 97%. I show you a plate of food, ask you how many calories is on it, you say 400, it's actually 790. The problem is if you choose the wrong burger and are saddled with another, 1,300 calorie difference, that's a third of a pound of body fat that you're going to either have to work off or learn to live with. So what I was trying to do with Eat It to Beat It is give everybody a realistic plan, go through, restaurants menu by menu, go through supermarkets aisle by aisle, because there are 50,000 on average items in supermarkets, and they all are trying to convince you that they're good for you, and this is really a guide to maybe stopping some of the insanity and saying, okay, how do you lose weight and get on a path to better health without dieting? Because I really do think that diet is a four-letter word.
Yeah, it really is an eye-opener as to some things that are good, and surprisingly some things you can have that you didn't think you could have. I thought it was terrific. Here's Dr. Mike Roizen.
Dave, thanks for coming on. And one of the things I always do in the way of what you've said is ask people what the McDonald's fry portion was, the average one sold in calories in 1980, and it was 200. If you look at it in 2012, it was 490. Those are both without the ketchup. And then I say, okay, what's a portion of French fries at Five Guys? And you don't list Five Guys in here because they probably don't have anything that is healthy. But Five Guys, the average French fry portion is 1,440 calories.
It sort of blows your head off your body, Dr. Roizen. And I couldn't agree more. Here's the good news. That story broke a week or so ago about a teacher who asked his students to devise a 90-day eating plan for him at nothing but McDonald's. And over the course of 90 days, he lost 37 pounds. And he did it by having a plan. They scoured the menu. They found, oh my gosh, here's the Southwest salad with grilled chicken that's only 290 calories. Or here's the strawberry sundae with 280 calories. And so he was able to eat there throughout the day for 90 days and still lose a ton of weight. And that's really what Eat It to Beat It is about. If you have a plan and you're, sort of calling out these food manufacturers and getting around all of their marketing head fakes where they're trying to convince you that just because it sounds healthy, it is healthy. Like you go into IHOP and it's, oh my God, I'm having a spinach and chicken salad. This is great. Well, no, it's not. It's 1,500 calories, and it's the equivalent of 6 Klondike bars. That's sort of a shocking fact. But I think if we get this information out there and they start and people start demanding healthier options, it's food manufacturers are going to respond. But they're just really savvy, and you have to, like, it's like whack-a-mole. You just have to stay on top of them and, you know, keep, you know, smacking them when they get out of line. And
we're
heading in the right direction.
You have a perfect week of eating in here, which I love, which is a large section of the book, so you can really do a perfect week of eating. We should say that this is a perfect week calorie-wise. There is saturated fat, and there is some simple sugars in it, but it is, if you look at it, so breakfast is an Elvis oatmeal on the first day, followed by 2 slices of Pizza Hut hand-tossed veggie lover's pizza, followed by halibut a la UPS, and then the snack is a half cup of Haagen-Dazs vanilla ice cream. So how did you get the devise the perfect week of eating, and what were the key things? And yeah, obviously you can have bread, you can have pizza, you can have a whole bunch of fun things in here.
Yeah, well, first of all, I wanted a plan that was realistic. We're constantly on the go. We're hopping into Starbucks. We're going through drive-thrus. I know I have the meals I ordered, you know, through a clown's head when I was growing up as a chubby kid. Like, so what I
well, we should say
is,
you did lose a lot of weight, right?
I finally got it together. I was exercising a lot. It wasn't really doing anything. And then when I started studying health and nutrition, it sort of turned things around for me, because I was able to see, you know, what's being put in our food. What I wanted to do here was make sure that this was something that fit into your lifestyle. So if you want to eat at restaurants, go eat at restaurants. If you want to, eat packaged foods, 70% of the American diet comes from packaged foods, which I don't love, but, go ahead and here's a guide to the best versions. If you want to make meals at home, here are all these great recipes, like the ones you mentioned, like the thin Elvis oatmeal and the halibut a la UPS. But what I am contending here, and I think that it's going to work, and in fact I'm sure it is that you can eat your favorite foods, but all I'm asking you to do is pledge to eat the best, most delicious, healthiest version of every favorite food. And if you have your go-to picks for delivery pizza or frozen pizza or chocolate or ice cream, and you make that part of your diet, you are going to lose a ton of weight and get on a path to better health without dieting.
So we should say that all of these meals are under 1,700 calories, these perfect week of eating, and have a lot of variety and a lot of fun with them. So, for example, on Saturday, 1,420 total calories. Forgive us our cinnamon oatmeal, which is 450 calories. A Subway roast beef sandwich, I assume that's a 6-inch variety, 290 calories. 2 to Tango mango tacos for dinner, and the snack is Obal Pan chocolate dipped cranberry almond coconut macaroon. So it's not it doesn't look like a very deprivation or tasteless, and you can do it, as you said, anyone can do this.
Yeah, and my point really, Dr. Roizen, is, you know, I'm not trying to get you to eat perfectly. I'm trying to get you to eat better, and these little changes that you make can have, you know, an enormous impact in your waistline, on your health. 100 calories a day.
David Zinchenko, his book is called Eat It to Beat It. It's published by Random House. We'll talk more with him next on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.